I'm Marty Moscoene. Welcome to Radio Times.
On the nomination of
Mr. Judge Chairman
Brett Kavanaugh.
Mr. Chairman.
To serve as Associate Justice.
Mr. Chairman,
on the
I'd like
Supreme
to be recognized
Court
for a question
States.
Before we proceed.
Regular order, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to be recognized to ask a question before we proceed. The committee received just last night, less than 15 hours ago, 42,000 pages of documents that we have not had an opportunity to review or read or analyze.
You're out of order. I'll proceed.
We cannot possibly move forward, Mr. Chairman.
I extend
hearing,
a very warm welcome we have not to been Judge given Kavanaugh.
And on it went. Supreme Court nomination hearings are generally scripted and stayed events, but not yesterday, when the Democrats mounted a sustained protest about a dump of documents on Monday night. Right out of the gate, Senator Kamala Harris challenged Senate Judiciary Chairman Charles Grassley, followed by other Democrats on the committee, and most of the morning devolved into a partisan fight over records. There were outbursts by protesters inside and outside the room, leading to some 70 arrests. There were even women dressed in handmade tail costumes standing in stony silence. Brett Kavanaugh, President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, finally spoke in the afternoon saying, "I am a pro-law judge." Joining us is Amanda Turkel, and she is Washington Bureau Chief for the Huffington Post. Amanda, nice to have you with us on Radio Times.
Thanks for having me.
So this was a fight about documents?
Right now it is, and there are a lot of progressive activists who are sort of unhappy that we're spending so much time talking about documents, which makes a lot of people tune out, but that is where Democrats are going, saying, look, Brett Kavanaugh worked for 6 years in the Bush White House, and you should be releasing all of the documents, and we should have time to read all of them before we have a hearing. And Democrats are saying, since we didn't get enough time to read all the documents, and because they're not all released, we want to delay things. And so right now, that's what Democrats are doing to try to gum up the works.
How's it going for them?
Well, I think it's, you know, in the end, it's going to be a bit futile. Republicans really want to confirm Brett Kavanaugh as soon as possible. And because they have a majority in the Senate, they can do so. So the best that Democrats can do is try to delay things to cause a headache for Trump and the Judiciary Committee Chairman, Republican Chuck Grassley. And they can try to get public opinion on their side. And that's where a lot of activists are saying the document fight just doesn't work. You need to focus more on what Brett Kavanaugh will do when he's on the Supreme Court, things like focusing on abortion and health care and, you know, how he'll rule when corporations come before the Supreme Court, things like that. But, you know, in the end, it looks like, you know, Democrats, the question is, will Democrats stand united and all vote for Brett Kavanaugh? Or will some of them vote with Republicans to approve him?
In fact, you had a piece today about, I think, a number of progressives, as you describe them, angry at Chuck Schumer, who organized this protest yesterday because they want, I think there's something like 24 Democrats who have not publicly opposed Kavanaugh, and they want him to make them do that. How do you see that going?
Well, Schumer is trying to take a more hands-off approach with his caucus, and a big reason is because this is an election year. And so the three senators on the Democratic side who are in their targets are Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota, Joe Donnelly of Indiana, and Joe Manchin of West Virginia. And those three are seen as the most likely to perhaps support Kavanaugh because they approved Trump's previous Supreme Court nominee, Neil Gorsuch. So we don't know how they're going to vote yet. They haven't said. And Schumer is basically saying, like, you guys do what you have to do. If you think you can win re-election only by supporting Kavanaugh, you can do that, although obviously he would like to see them vote against Kavanaugh. And progressive activists are saying that's not good enough. You need to be out there publicly telling them that they need to get on board and oppose Kavanaugh and stop worrying so much about the election. So it doesn't seem like Schumer is going to do that. And, you know, on the Republican side, the pressure is on Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins to perhaps oppose Brett Kavanaugh. But it, so far, it doesn't look like they're going to do that either. So it looks like Republicans will have enough votes to approve him.
How would you say Grassley handled all the interruptions yesterday, both coming from the Democrats, but also coming from inside the hearing room as well? And there were a lot of complaints coming from Republicans criticizing him, saying, you know, why are you letting these Democrats hijack this hearing? How do you think he did? And is that Chuck Grassley at work?
Well, Grassley is certainly annoyed. We saw that this morning when the hearing started again, and he began it by talking about the number of interruptions yesterday. I think he said there were more than 60 interruptions from Democratic senators, and then that doesn't even count the 70 protests in the audience. And within seconds of saying that, there was another protest. And since then, there's just been sort of continuous protests this morning. But he's annoyed. But, you know, at the same time, I think that as the chairman, he's trying to juggle allowing protesters to have their free speech, allowing Democratic members to have their say, because he has to work with these people and he wants to seem like he's conducting a fair process, even though he's getting criticism for it. So I think he was sort of doing as much as he can. I mean, in the end, the hearings were interrupted by protesters during the day, but it largely, after the initial burst in the morning, members had their opening statements and it sort of went as planned.
How much do you think coming from the Democrats is bad blood over what the Republicans did with Merrick Garland? President Obama wanted him to sit on the court, and of course, that hearing was blocked by Mitch McConnell. Do you think that's playing out today?
Absolutely. That's a great point. That is coloring everything. Democrats are still incredibly mad that Republicans wouldn't let Obama replace Scalia when Scalia passed away while Obama was in office. And they thought it was incredibly unfair that Merrick Garland, he never received a hearing. He never received a vote on the floor so that, you know, Republicans, if they wanted, could have turned him down. But they just refused to give him any consideration. And so Democrats are upset at Republicans about that. But Democrats also feel like they could have fought harder to win the war on Merrick Garland. And that's where you have a lot of activists upset about what's going on with Kavanaugh. They felt like with Merrick Garland, there was so much focus on the process about what's fair, what's not fair, how we need 9 justices on the Supreme Court, rather than focusing on the substance and the issues. And so that's why you have this sort of internal Democratic argument this time around as well.
Help us understand how the clock works, because I know there's that the senators are given a certain amount of time to have their say, but they seem to go on and on and on. And I don't know if there's a different clock in that room or just the rules are relaxed when a senator starts speaking.
Yeah, they do go on and on. And, it largely falls. I mean, the Senate, I think it's becoming less collegial, but it's still a collegial place. So it largely falls on members or the chairman to object and to call time. Otherwise, a senator is allowed. And you heard yesterday senators trying to cajole the chairman to just give them a little bit more time because another senator had more time and they just have one more point to make. And so that's why it seems like senators are giving these long speeches. I mean, you have several Democrats who are thinking of running for president in 2020. And that certainly seemed obvious yesterday when they were giving some of their opening remarks.
Which didn't really have much to do with the issue or the candidate at hand. I was reading this morning, I think it was the Washington Post, and this gets a little bit into the weeds, but I think it's important having to do with all these documents, that a guy named William Burke, who is described as an associate of Kavanaugh, is deciding which documents are going to get released or not. Can you explain what's going on there?
Sure. So William Burke is the lawyer for the Bush Presidential Library. And basically, there are two ways that they're trying to get the documents. The traditional way is to go through the National Archives and to have independent archivists going through the approximately 1 million documents that relate to Kavanaugh's time in the White House. And the National Archives said, look, this is a lot of documents. We can't have this done until the end of October. And Republicans said, that's not fast enough. We're going to try to get them from the Bush Presidential Library. And so Burke is going through these documents. Mm. And the problem that Democrats have is that he's not an independent lawyer. He represents many Republicans. And, you know, they want a more independent process, so not as much as getting released. And even if the Bush White House clears them, they then have to go through the Trump White House. And the Trump White House has already claimed executive privilege and blocked quite a few documents. So that's why Democrats are unhappy, because they want this independent, full review of all of the Kavanaugh documents, and they're not getting it.
And we should say that he was part of the Gore-Bush vote or part of that election. He worked for the Bush administration, I believe, for 6 years. And, of course, he has sat on the federal bench. So there's a big paper trail when it comes to Brett Kavanaugh.
There is. He was associate counsel in the White House and also staff secretary. So associate counsel, he was in charge, sort of fittingly, I guess, of getting a lot of Bush's judicial nominees through the confirmation process. And Democrats say that they find a lot of this. They want more answers, because, you know, how much did he work with conservative groups? Did he have in mind sort of reshaping the courts to be in a more conservative image, because they feel like that will be in play as they consider whether he should be on the Supreme Court? How political is he?
Right.
And as staff secretary, he basically reviews every document that goes through the White House, makes sure it's up to standards, and gives his input. And the Bush administration is basically saying, and the Trump administration are saying, those documents are off limits. They're not relevant. So Democrats aren't even going to get this. Democrats and Republicans aren't even going to get to see those at all.
And he worked for Ken Starr for some time with the Clinton impeachment.
Yes, he was part of Ken Starr's team. He was known as a pretty aggressive member of that team. He really wanted to ask President Clinton aggressive, explicit questions about his relationship with Monica Lewinsky. And, you know, obviously that bothers a lot of Democrats, too. What's interesting is Kavanaugh has since gone back and said, you know, I actually think that the Starr investigation went too far. Presidents shouldn't be burdened with these sorts of investigations until after they're gone from the White House and after they're president. Obviously, that is something that Trump would like to hear as he faces six investigations. So Democrats are also worried, is this the reason that Donald Trump picked Brett Kavanaugh? Because if, say, the Mueller investigation gets to the Supreme Court, will Kavanaugh be a vote to protect him? And what sort of guarantees were there? And so that's something that you will definitely hear come up at the hearings this week.
Well, I mean, a final question to you about 30 seconds before we have to say goodbye. Is there a rush to get him confirmed?
Absolutely. They want to get him confirmed as soon as possible. Get it over with. Get them on the court so that they have their conservative majority in place. It's a big priority.
Well, Amanda Turkle, thank you very much for joining us today on Radio Times, getting us up to speed on the hearings for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Thanks so much, Amanda.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And she's Washington Bureau Chief for Huffington Post. This note, on Friday, we will be talking in greater depth about the nomination hearing. In the meantime, we've got three guests who are with us here in our Philadelphia studio. We'll be talking about the world, the art of Andrew Wyeth. Stay with us. We'll be right back.